Before you get to listen to this 10 Talents interview today, I just have to put in a word about a digital artist studio called Polkry.com. They've done wonders for opensourcevegan.com and creating logos for us. After we used their logo for our Facebook page, our page went from having 45 members to 200 in no time. Check them out at PULCHRY.com. If you're looking for professional graphic design, think Polkry.com. And I have to say, our page is actually still growing. Now, let's listen to my latest interview.
Open Source Vegan.com.
It gives me great pleasure today to introduce to the program Rosalie Hurd, co-author of 10 Talents. Thank you for joining us today.
It's my pleasure, Franklin, to be with you on this interview. We look forward to this, and I hope that our hearers will gain something positive from our interview.
Ms. Hurd, your acknowledgement page in the 10 Talents Cookbook left a deep impression on me. You wrote, "Thank you, Mother, now approaching 102 years, and you said that at the time of the reprinting of this cookbook, for your example of healthy eating and for feeding our family simple, wholesome food, fresh fruits and lots of vegetables. Can you elaborate more on how your mother's health decisions have left a lasting impression on your life?"
That's right, Franklin. And she's even doing well today. She's alive and will be 104 coming up this December.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. It is amazing. She's been a hardworking woman, but she's taught me so many good things. Mother was not a junk food eater. She was always using fresh fruits and fresh vegetables. Had a little garden where we could, you know, gather the lettuce and the green beans and tomatoes, and always had healthy food. We didn't eat sweets, and we didn't eat a lot of fatty foods. It was mostly nuts and seeds and raw fruits and vegetables. And this is where I learned to love this type of diet. It's the diet that God gave us at the beginning in the Garden of Eden.
Chapter 1 begins with a full-color photo of you. I know that you wrote 10 Talents 42 years ago, but you really don't look old in that picture.
Thank you.
When was this picture taken?
Well, you know, a lot of people call us on the phone. We have a lot of fun on the phone, Franklin, and they'll say, "Are the Herds, you know, available? Is there any way we can contact them? Or are they alive?" You know, they'll add, and then when I answer their questions, they maybe come up with a lot of different questions. And when they're all through getting their questions answered, they'll say, "And who am I speaking with anyway?" So when I tell them I'm Mrs. Hurd, they just about drop the phone. You know, they're just ecstatic to think that, well, we didn't know we were talking to the author. They're just so happy about that. And They didn't think that I was even alive, you know. They're surprised that we're well and healthy, but we feel like teenagers. I mean, we have so much energy, I can work round the clock. That's what good food does for you, you know. We just never get tired. I never get tired. I mean, I can work all day long and into the night, but I know that that's not the best thing to do. We need to get our sleep. So, but healthy food keeps one healthy and well and strong. The Bible says, you know, that health is a treasure. You know, it's the most precious possession we have, and it's the most important thing. And the Lord desires that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So the body is a temple. You know, we want to keep it in the best of health that we know how, and that's done by the food that we eat. You know, we can either the food that we eat can either promote health or fuel disease. It can lengthen and enhance the quality of life, or it can undermine health and shorten life. It's as simple as that, Franklin.
That's right. Now, on page 620 of 10 Talents, there is a description of pure vegetarians. It says that their diet consists of fruits, grains, vegetables, legumes, nuts, and seeds. And then it says the abundant variety of plant-based foods may include beneficial herbs, oils, and natural sweeteners.
Right.
10 Talents
right.
is based on this optimal diet. Why do you advocate this diet?
Well, very simply, it's the least expensive diet. You can save money. You lower your food budget. You eliminate medical bills. You feel great. and you have lots of energy. It's the totally vegetarian, plant-based diet that goes back to the original diet that God gave us in Genesis 1:29. It's that simple. We just say a whole foods vegetarian diet, back to God's original diet, the Bible diet. We give God the credit.
What made you decide to write the original 10 Talents Cookbook 42 years ago?
Well, you know, I've always loved good food, basically because my mother taught me to love good food and a wholesome diet. She would take us shopping and teach us how to buy proper vegetables, what to look for when you purchase eggplant, or what to look for when you select artichokes or whatever, you know, tomatoes or squash. She taught us so many little tips. I've always been interested in food, but we would have people, you know, ask me questions like, what makes your hair grow so long, you know, and how do you keep, you know, looking so young and vibrant and healthy? And then we had people coming into our office. My husband's a natural alternative physician, and they would want to get well without the use of drugs or surgery. And so we had a need, you know, we had a need to really help the people to know how to live, to regain their health and to maintain optimum health through the proper dietary and a healthy lifestyle. And this is what prompted me to have a desire to put together a volume that could meet the needs of the people.
This concludes part one of my interview with Rosalie Hurd, co-author of 10 Talents. You can purchase her cookbook by dialing 541-472-1113. That's 541-472-1113. Or you can find her cookbook at 10talents.net. Trust me, you won't regret it. I know you're going to like part two. You'll get to find out what's new in the updated 10 Talents cookbook and find out her favorite recipe in her cookbook, among other things. As always, please check out opensourcevegan.com for more information for your physical, mental, and spiritual health.